The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, I'm journalist and style obsessive Mara Esquivel-Campo. Today on The Trend Reporter, it's all about the girls, the most comfortable bras.
Basically, the loungewear equivalent of bras is what's happening now.
Yeah, underwire, uncomfortable clasps, I don't know her.
These categories have so many options.
Good Housekeeping's Lexi Sachs on the best and most comfortable wireless bras for this lockdown work from home life. And yes, they are cute too.
And it comes in 20 different color shades, so lots of options to make it look nice.
Everything you want to know about the fashion and beauty trends worth knowing. Lexi, thank you for coming back. I always love having you on because some people come on and they share their opinions about things, but you are actually testing all of these products in a very scientific way. And so your opinion means a lot. So thank you for being here. And today we're talking about something that is really important in these quarantine work from home times, which is bras. Comfy bras. If you choose to wear one at all, which a lot of us are foregoing them completely, how has what we're looking for changed in a bra?
Yes. So over the past year, it has totally changed. We're caring less about lift and shaping and the overall appearance from just going out in public like we normally did. And now comfort is key. So, you know, you don't have to sacrifice the support, but you do want to focus more on something that you're going to feel good wearing all day and stays in place and doesn't poke you when you're lounging at home. Basically, the loungewear equivalent of bras is what's happening now.
I am someone who prefers to wear a bra. It's just more comfortable, maybe just because I'm so used to it, you know, from when I was 12 years old or whatever age I started wearing them. So, but the problem now is, as you point out, all my bras are really uncomfortable. They're like, they have all the lace and they're super tight and they have the padding and they're pushing me up. And I don't need all that right now. I just need like a little bit of support so I can walk around without, you know, jiggling everywhere. What are all of the types of bras that you guys tested?
So we test bras all the time. This one, the one that we just most recently did, focused on these two categories. But other types we've tested include t-shirt bras. We look at sports bras. We've looked at strapless bras and backless bras. Really, any type of bra on the market we'll look at. It can be overwhelming with the number of categories. So sometimes we'll break it down, sometimes just focusing on ones designed for large busts at a time. But then we do try to pull them all together in the end so that when people are out there searching for bras, they can really find the one that's best for them and their personal preferences.
And you mentioned searches, that you saw searches for bralettes increasing. What did you see women searching for, you know, when lockdowns first started in terms of bras? How did you see the searches change?
Yeah, the search for best bralette spiked. It really didn't have that much search volume before. It wasn't something that we covered as its own category. We certainly looked at them in our best bra roundup. But one of my colleagues who actually headed up this specific test was saying that all of a sudden in March, end of March, the search increased. We can go on to Google Trends and really see what people are searching for. And we base a lot of our coverage that to really hit the intent of what people want. And best bralettes just completely went from nothing to, you know, zero to 100. So it was a huge spike and increase. It really has become its own category. It was kind of like a subcategory of bras, like that some people may have had, but now it's really just like the priority for people.
So what are two subtypes of bras that give you a little bit of support, but are also very loungewear friendly?
So the two main options you have are wireless bras, which still has a lot of the padding you find in your traditional underwire bras. But as the name implies, there is no underwire there. So you get support from either a band at the bottom, padding, different types of fabrics. And then beyond that, there are bralettes, which is a lot more minimal. They feel more like second skin. So those two really give you good options where you get everything you need from the bra and you can skip all the uncomfortable parts that you don't need.
And then what about for people who do want a little cuteness? Do these styles, like, are they completely, do they look like surgical bandages?
Oh,
or
not at all.
Do you get a little bit of zhuzh?
Yeah, absolutely. And bralettes especially are often lace, but they're not uncomfortable. A lot of them have lining on the inside, so it feels good against your skin. Just like regular bras, these categories have so many options. So you can get as much coverage as you want if you're someone that prefers full coverage and the support, or you can go as minimal as you want. There are so many options when it comes to these two types of bras.
Okay, so we're going to share the results from your bra testing in just a second, the best loungewear bras. But before we do that, a really quick reminder, you guys, about our giveaways. We're doing 2 product giveaways every single week. Really great skincare, hair, and makeup products. We have picked the best stuff for you. And entering is really, really easy. All you have to do is leave a 5-star Apple review for this podcast and make sure to leave your Instagram name in the body of the review so we know how to reach you when you win. And here is the best part. You only need to enter one time and you will be eligible for both giveaways every single week. Those are great odds. So please make sure to enter. All right. So now on to the best wireless bras. Lexi, what are you guys testing for?
So we were looking at anything and everything, just because there are such a variety of preferences out there and just different sizes and body shapes. But essentially what to look for is the support depending on how much you need. So if you have a larger cup size, you're going to need more support. If you have a smaller cup size, you're going to want something more minimal. What you should look for in terms of support is that band at the bottom. So instead of an underwire, you should see a band. You know, you might see it in something like a sports bra where it's just holding you up so that you're not having all that sag. And, you know, they can actually be just as supportive as an underwire. So this is something you can continue wearing even after this pandemic lifts and we can go back out in public. Like, people are making investments now that these bras can continue on. I think the same thing will happen with loungewear, as we talked about before. But yeah, so it's just really looking for that supportive band at the bottom without the underwire. And then if you do have larger cup sizes, you'll want some good separation in there too. So if you think of like traditional sports bras where it kind of mushes everything together, there are wireless bras that do have separate padding and what's called encapsulation, where's the good separation. There might be molded materials that helps with that, some removable cups where you have the flexibility to take them in and out. And then just overall, in terms of comfort, you do want to have some sort of smooth, stretchy fabric. Seamless style, so ones without the stitching all over, since you don't have to put in the underwire and whatnot, like really just smoothing, seamless, really comfortable, buttery soft, really, you know, something you want to wear all day and forget you're wearing.
And what's the price range generally for wireless bras?
Can vary. You can find some styles that are under $20. They can go up to $70. It's very similar to other bras on the market.
Okay, so let's go through some of your picks. How many wireless bras did you test?
So we tested 46 wireless bras and bralettes together. We had them sent to over 150 testers, ranging from double A through I cup sizes. So wide range there. And between all of the tests that they did and the tests that we did in the lab, looking at things like stretch recovery and washability, we had over 1,700 data points to pick our winners. So a lot went into it.
Very extensive testing. And I love the inclusivity of the sizing of like not like A through D, but like you really made sure to include like the full range of boobies.
Exactly.
So we appreciate that. Okay. So let's start with wireless. We'll do the best overall at the end. So wireless, best value wireless bras.
Yeah, I got the best bang for your buck from the Hanes Ultimate Perfect Coverage Bra. So it's available on Amazon for under $30, which is amazing, but it still had really high scores for comfort and fit. It stayed in place very well, and testers told us that they forgot they were even wearing it.
Wow, that is high praise.
Yes.
If you can say you forgot you were wearing your bra.
Yeah, Hanes bras do very well.
You had really good luck with Hanes in the loungewear category too. I remember you loved like the sweatshirts and stuff. I was actually supposed to buy one in tie-dye it. I'm going to get back to that. But it sounds like Hanes is a good value pick for this loungewear category.
Definitely. And the bras have performed well. We've been testing bras for years and the wireless bras have always performed well in our tests and are always popping up as our best value pick for sure.
I love that. Okay. Softest wireless bra.
So the softest was the Commando Minimalist Tank Bra. So it's called the Tank Bra because it does have wider straps that look more like a tank. But the fabric feels like pajamas, essentially. It's so soft. The straps are a little wider, as I mentioned, so it might be harder to wear under some clothing. But it was really supportive and just felt great on. The other thing to mention is that the straps aren't adjustable. You can find adjustable straps in wireless bras. So just something to keep in mind. But yes, if you're looking for that soft wear all day, this is your pick.
Okay. Best wireless bra for large busts.
So our pick here came from Evelyn and Bobby. It's the Defy bra. So first and foremost, it was just the most supportive in our test. Beyond that, it's designed specifically for a large bust. So you do see some bras out there that come in a wide range from A through J size even. But this one is specifically designed for larger busts. It does have removable cups if you want those shaping benefits in there. It's a seamless style, so super comfortable. It has the supportive band underneath, so you have the lift. The only downside about it is that it has such high coverage around the back and the front and the strap, so it is harder to wear under certain clothing. But if you're at home wearing it under sweatshirts and loungewear, it's perfect.
Okay. The best wireless bra for small busts.
So this is the Pepper Limitless Wire-Free Bra. So Pepper is designed specifically for small busts. Again, it's really made not to scale down the size of a bra for a larger size, but it's designed specifically for AA, A, and B cup bras. And testers just raved about the softness and the comfort. They said they didn't experience any of the gaping that they often do with other brands. So definitely your pick if you're looking for one specifically designed for a smaller size.
I love that. I love the idea of tailoring a product to the exact consumer, because exactly. It's not just like a simple, like that was something plus size women struggled with for years, mm-hmm. is that the manufacturers would just take the same cut mm-hmm. and just make it bigger. And they're like, well, no, it's supposed to fit completely differently. You know, like you yes. can't just do that.
And we get a lot of people reaching out to us with complaints that, you know, just because something is available in their size on both ends of the spectrum doesn't mean it's really made for them. So it's very frustrating. And actually, I first learned about this brand because a reader reached out to me saying, this is the only one I found that fits me well in a AA cup size.
Yeah. I love that. And one of the best tips I ever got was to make friends with a tailor at the dry cleaner, because tailoring is not as expensive as people think. I think it's worth it to make like the hem the right length, or if there's like gaping in the waist, because we are all so different. It's hard to expect like clothes that you buy, you know, to fit you perfectly. So.
Very true.
Okay, so now, drum roll please, the best overall wireless bra.
The best overall is the Olga Easy Does It No Bulge Bra. So this was our tester's absolute favorite. It's so stretchy, and as the name implies, it gets rid of any of those underarm bulges that bras can cause. It has a really smoothing fabric. It stayed in place. There was no pinching at all. So if you're someone who gets annoyed by your bras pinching you, there was nothing of that. It laid totally flat on skin. The straps are adjustable, so it's easier to find your right fit. It goes on with a hook and eye closure, so a lot of bras go overhead. Again, it's a matter of personal preference often, but it goes on like a regular bra instead of going on like an overhead sports bra. And it has a good size range. It's available in extra small through 3XL for band sizes up to 46. So a lot of great features and really performed well overall, the best.
Okay, so let's turn now to bralettes. So what should we look for in a bralette? So a bralette is kind of like a sports bra-ish, right? It has that same kind of tank vibe.
Some of them can. You know, it's really more minimal. When you think of bralettes, a lot of times, I think pre-pandemic, people were wearing them for appearance under clothes. So they're really pretty. They have a lot of lace. If you have like a low-cut tank, it's one of those bras that's it's okay to have it visible. But I think they've taken on a whole new meaning. We saw search interest once the pandemic hit increase exponentially for bralettes, just because, you know, some people might not have thought that they had as much separation and support before, but they're perfect for wearing at home on your Zoom calls and whatnot, just to have a bra on and not have it look surgical, as you mentioned. They're really cute and good looking. A lot of them are lace. But yeah, the idea with bralettes, you know, beyond wireless bra, I guess it's a subcategory of wireless bras, is that it really is more minimal. You'll find less padding, less material overall, less coverage.
Okay, so let's get into this list. And again, we'll do the best overall at the end. So let's start with value. Best value bralette.
So this is the May Lace Padded Bralette. It's available on Amazon for under $20. It's lace on the outside, really cute. It has thin straps. It has a cotton lining, so you don't feel the itchy lace against your skin. And it's just one of the most popular bras, and it lived up to the hype in our test. So people loved wearing it. Comes in a lot of different color shades. The only downside is that it's specifically designed for A through C cup sizes, so not the widest size range available, but it really was a top performer for its price.
Okay, but that's good to know, because then, you know, if you're C+, as I am, you can just say like, okay, that's a great product, but not for me,
right?
Which is good to know. Okay, best padded bralette.
So here we have the Aerie, the Eyelash Lace Plunge Bralette. So again, this one is lace, but it has more of a plunge design to it. It has adjustable straps. It has the hook and eye closure back. It's available for smaller cup sizes and larger cup sizes. And the testers just loved that it didn't have any spillage. It fit really well. There was no gaping. Like it just had a close fit and was super comfortable. A lot of adaptability to it. And it's available in sizes extra, extra small through extra, extra large. So,
okay, great. Pretty good range. Love that there. Range. Yeah. Okay, this one spoke to me. Best loungewear bralette. It sounds like the only thing I want to wear is a loungewear bralette. I just feel really saying that.
So again, Commando, which was another loungewear winner in our last test, and was another top performer in the wireless bras. But this is the Commando Butter Comfy Bralette. So this has the most comfortable fabric you can imagine. You know, it's not as supportive, but for something like loungewear where you don't need as much support, it's perfect. It has a scoop neck design, so you can wear it under lower cut tops. And yeah, it's just perfect for wearing at home and you won't want to take it off.
Okay. And drum roll, best overall bralette.
So our best overall bralette is from Soma. It's the Embliss Wireless Bralette. It just got high scores across the board. It was comfortable. It was soft. It stayed in place. Testers were actually surprised at how supportive it felt for being a bralette. And they loved the coverage. There was removable pads. You know, a lot of times with bralettes, they can be more see-through. So, you know, just the idea that you can wear it and not have to worry about, you know, coverage. There is no clasps or hardware, which people liked, so it lays flat against you, so you don't have to worry about hooks and straps and all of that. And it comes in 20 different color shades, so lots of options to make it look nice.
And you pull them over your head like a shirt, since they don't have clasps, right?
Yes, the ones that don't have clasps are pullover style. So you'll find both options with wireless bras and bralettes. But it's really a matter of personal preference. Some people don't like the struggle of pulling it over their head. Some people prefer without clasps. So they're good and bad about both.
Yeah, it is a struggle. I always feel like the hardest part of any workout is getting out of my sports bra.
Yes.
Where I'm like,
And we do, yeah. Our test does. One of the factors is ease of use. So we do look at everything from comfort and fit and support. But ease of putting on and easing of taking off are their own different judging categories for sure.
When you do these tests, do you get to try some of the product? Is that a perk of the job?
I do. It's, you know, we do a lot of the lab testing, so I don't really count my vote as far as a consumer test. But it definitely helps to see it and feel it and wear it when we're writing about it. So when we have consumer testing, we try to keep it as blinded as possible, so that people aren't influenced by what features they're seeing about the bra and what other reviewers might be saying. We really want to get their opinion. But we'll do lab testing as far as stretch recovery to see how it retains its shape. We'll do the wash testing to make sure just the appearance holds up. It doesn't shrink or bend or pill or anything like that. And then, yeah, I'll try to wear it before we write about it. Once we narrow it down and know what the top performers are, just because you find little one-offs and notes that can be relevant. So there are some that, you know, might be great in the lab and, you know, hold their shape. But when you wear it, they really don't separate or lift as much. So those little anecdotes help.
And do you have a favorite? Do you have a personal
favorite bra or the favorite?
Yeah. Well, of the categories we talked about or just in general?
I really like the Evelyn and Bobby Defy bra. So it's made for C cup and up. So I wear a C. So I'm right on that cusp of it. And I feel like it's perfect for wearing under sweatshirts, which is what I live in these days anyway. So comfortable. The fabric is so soft. That has been my go-to quarantine bra.
I really love, and you guys did, I think they got to mention in your t-shirt bra section, the Third Love bras. So they sent me a bunch of them and I tried them and I love them. And they're direct to consumer. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, you know, how their model works anyway. So I just wanted to give them a shout out. We didn't talk about t-shirt bras today, but it was literally the most comfortable bra I've ever worn in my entire life.
We did test, actually, one of our top performers, and we had this as our best cotton bra, but the Third Love Pima Cotton Wireless Bra was one of the winners of our wireless bra tests. So soft. I mean, most bras are not cotton. A lot of people look for cotton, so it really is an interesting niche that they have in the market. And this one looked like a regular bra. It just didn't have the underwire, but it did have the separate cups. And again, like the wide range of sizes that it's available in is really interesting. I think this one comes between 30 to 48 band sizes and A through I cup sizes. So if you're not sure, I think Third Love is a great way to go to try on a few sizes because they have free shipping both ways. So we are big fans of the brands.
They have a huge window for returns, like a yes. No questions asked. I think it's like 60 days to try it. Don't quote me on that, but they allow a lot of time to try it and send it back. So I just think they have a great business model. I'm a fan of the brand. So honorable mention to Third Love. And I'm going to go check out the one that you mentioned because the Pima Cotton Third Love bra sounds heavenly. Sounds
super comfy.
Written all over it. Lexi, where can people find you and the test that you're doing?
You can find me at Lexi Sachs on Instagram, at Lexi Sachs. And you can check out Good Housekeeping at Good Housekeeping, where you stay up to date on all the testing we do in all of our different labs.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.